New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
On this Monday morning, time for us to get an update on the battle against COVID-19 locally. Joining us from McLaren Port Huron Hospital Infectious Disease Specialist, Dr. John Brooks. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And how's everything going over there at the hospital with regard to COVID?
Well, you know, it's been another good week. As we look and see where we were at the beginning of December, which was really our peak in this area, where we were really quite busy, we're doing really well right now. Just a statewide average is kind of a cool thing this morning, is that less than a third of all ICU beds right now are COVID, which if we go back, 5 weeks ago, it was a very different number. So here specifically at McLaren Port Huron, we're doing very well. Our ER has great capacity. Our ICU is not full. We have the ability to do any of the surgical cases that we need to do, including complex surgical heart cases and vascular cases that always need to go to the ICU. So we're able to do any and all the surgeries that we need to do. So we're really pleased at this time.
That is good news. And now here we are, a few weeks out from the holidays, and there was this concern that following Christmas and New Year's that there might be a surge in cases. We haven't really quite seen that come to fruition, have we?
Yeah, that's really correct. When we look at what happened around Thanksgiving time, Thanksgiving going to the 2 weeks after it, that really was where we had our peak. Now, we were, of course, concerned that it was related to the travel and people getting together, which we still think many people got together at Christmas, but we don't know statistically why it hasn't turned out to be like Thanksgiving. We're not complaining, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're really quite happy. But yeah, it has not peaked up the way that it did. There has been a slight increase in the number of cases over the last 4 to 5 days compared to this cycle before that. But in general, it's not at a rate like we saw in the beginning of December when the rate was really a steep increase up. We knew that we were in big trouble. This time it's not looking like that.
That's good news indeed. We're still seeing the vaccine rolled out. New group will get their shots this week. Limited number available, but nonetheless, we are seeing an expansion of the vaccine.
Yes. So the state of Michigan, they changed the number of people that could be vaccinated in the types of background history that people have. When we look at the age of people, nationally it was at 75, but in Michigan the decision was to drop it to 65. Part of that was because of race disparity. In Michigan, we have a lot of African Americans, and because of that, when we did the cutoff at the age of 75, that would then put a difference between African Americans and whites, because most African Americans that were getting sick and dying were 65 and up, but for whites it was 75 and up. So the state used their data and said it made more sense for our population to start vaccinated at 65 and up to decrease the number of possible deaths. So that was a really good analysis of our data in our state to try to protect as many residents as we can.
It's been interesting, Dr. Brooks, hearing people's anticipation of the vaccine. I've heard everything from I can't wait to roll up my shirt sleeve. I want to be first in line to get the shot, to saying, well, I'm going to wait a little while and see how everybody else fares. Anecdotally or statistically, I don't know if you have that information. I mean, how are people doing with the vaccine that have had it so far? I haven't heard locally of any major reactions to the vaccine, have we?
So what I can do is, of course, we have the program here at the hospital because healthcare workers were the 1A. So we've been doing our staff, and we've had these busy clinics of our nurses vaccinating as many people as we can. Of course, we can't force people to get the vaccine, and we want people to volunteer because that's how this is set up. But we're about 60% of our staff. We're getting through that process. We have about 430 more over the next 2 cycles that will be getting their first vaccine in. So what I can tell you is that our people that are getting the vaccines here, we have had no major troubles. Now, nationally, that's a little different story. Depends on the number of people. But what we can say here is, other than a bit of a sore arm, when you ask our nurses in general, that's about the only thing that people are getting. which is really quite encouraging. So most people that are getting it are having very few side effects, which is expected, but we, of course, need to watch out and monitor them, which we do. Everybody who gets the vaccine is watched for about 15 minutes to make sure they don't have an acute allergic reaction, which can occur really with any medicine or drug.
All right, absolutely. A year ago, we were dealing with a massive flu outbreak here in Michigan and really across the country. What's the flu season been like this year? And here's one of the problems. Somebody starts to have flu symptoms, and one of the first things they have to think is, I wonder if this is COVID.
Exactly. So that is really the difficulty that we're having. So what we can tell you is that we do have testing that we can look for flu and COVID at the same time. We have testing that's able to do that. So when people are coming in that are ill, especially if they need hospitalization, we're able to check them both for COVID and flu at the same time. And what I can tell you is that we've had very, very few influenza cases so far this season, way, way different than it's been compared to last year and about any other year by this time. We're usually kind of in the midst of an influenza season. So when we look at what's happening is we're socially distancing, we're washing our hands, we're wearing masks, we're doing all the things that are really good at defeating viruses, and I think that's where we're seeing a really significant difference in the flu season, and it does look like many, many more people were vaccinated this year for flu than normally happens.
Yeah, we're all trying our very best to stay healthy. That's the important thing. Glad to hear that things are going well thus far, and you know, as always, we can't let our guard down just yet, can we?
Oh, gosh, no. When we sit and look at the way this is put together, we need to have a lot of people vaccinated before we can look and say that we're on the other side of this. And so we have several months to go before we can get enough people vaccinated so that we can look at this in a very different light than how we're looking at it today.
All right. Dr. Brooks, always appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, Paul. Great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.